On the call this morning are Commissioner Mencken, Commissioner Perry, Commissioner Schmitten, and Commissioner Smith, as well as myself. So we can call this meeting to order. This is a special meeting. So we have just one item of business. It's May 31st, 2013, meeting of the Fish and Wildlife Commission. And our one item on the agenda is the proposed land transaction. This is a decision. So, Director Anderson, do you want to introduce the people with you in your office, and we'll get going?
Sure. Thanks. Good morning, everybody. With me here in Olympia is Joe Storr, Dave Bertel, Dan Budd, and Clay Sprague. Clay's our new Lands Division Manager, and we'll look forward to having an opportunity to introduce him to you in person at your June meeting. And so this is having to do with an issue that involves four different parcels that referred to as the Stemilp area. And it is one, if you had an opportunity to read your green sheet that we have had activity on before, that has changed over time. And I will look to Dan Budd to walk you through kind of the history and what's being proposed to you here today. So I'm going to turn it over to Dan.
Madam Chair, members of the Commission, on today's agenda, the Department is recommending the Commission authorize the Director to accept the transfer of fee title to 1,268 acres in Chelan County and terminate a 50-year lease on 2,543 acres. In April of 2011, the Commission approved the Department's recommendation to accept a 50-year lease on four sections of Washington Department of Natural Resources trust land through the Trust Land Transfer Program, and further to acquire the title to these lands using funds appropriated to the Department for that purpose. It was anticipated that the fee title purchase would be completed within a matter of days subsequent to the acceptance of the lease. Unfortunately, the Board of Natural Resources rejected the fee title sale, stating that the proceeds from the sale would not be adequate to acquire replacement land for the trust. The result of this action was that the Department was left holding a 50-year leasehold that came with a number of management challenges that were difficult to address from the position of a tenant. Over the past 2 years, the Department of Fish and Wildlife and the Department of Natural Resources have been working towards a resolution. The proposed solution is the termination of the 50-year lease on all four sections and the fee title transfer to the two south and west sections to the Department of Fish and Wildlife. The trust will be compensated for the fee title transfer with $500,000 from the Trust Land Transfer Program, specifically set aside for this purpose. Fee ownership of the two south and west sections will allow the department the management flexibility to address the needs of the local community and improve our ability to protect fish and wildlife habitat. The termination of the lease on the north and east sections will eliminate the complexity of managing for local agricultural and recreational needs from the position of a tenant. The department recommends the commission authorize the director to accept fee title to the 1,268 acres of the Washington Department of Resources Trust Land Transfer property in Chelan County and relinquish the 50-year leasehold under such terms as the director deems appropriate, and I'd be happy to address any questions.
Madam Chair.
Thank you. Yes, Commissioner Perry.
Thank you. I read over the green sheet, and I was, to be honest, a little confused on the finances that have gone on relative to this property. There was a $1,800,000 amount for the lease and $140,000 for purchase of the apparently the fee title and so forth. Could you explain where that money has come from and where it has gone?
Thank you for the opportunity, Commissioner Perry. There are two different sources of funds involved in the original proposal. One, the $1,800,000 that you just spoke to was in the trust land transfer appropriation that the legislature provides each biennium. And the main agenda for that trust land appropriation, which averages in the neighborhood of $100 million a biennium, is to, it's a dual objective. One is to move lands out of DNR trust status that are not generating revenue and move those lands to a more appropriate public use. But the other and primary objective of the appropriation is to channel funds, $100 million approximately, by biennium, to the common school construction account. And that's the primary objective. We never, the appropriation for those funds never comes to the department. We have no control of those funds. And ultimately, at the end of a biennium, all the funds in that account that have not been used to transfer properties get swept into the common school construction. So it's, those were not funds we ever had access to or had any control of. That's a bookkeeping arrangement between the legislature and DNR and the Common School Trust. The $140,000 was funds from a $200,000 appropriation department received to start working on acquisition of lands in the Stemelt Basin. And two target ownerships, one was DNR, these sections of DNR land. The other target ownership was the Longview Fiber private forest lands, and we're continuing to work on that and working with Chelan County on a Recreation and Conservation Office grant to fund that work. Does that help?
Yeah, it does, because the green sheet sort of sounded like DNR was getting an awful lot of money and really not giving us a whole lot for it. But the way you described it, Dan, is sounds much more logical, and I do appreciate that. I had one other question at this time, at least. Those two sections that we're getting by department management of those sections of the habitat on those sections, would that to any degree lessen the damage impact from elk in that area?
I'm not aware of a management scheme that would reduce elk, and by that I'm assuming we're talking about elk fence or elk drift fence or something like that, and I'm not aware of any current plans for that, but that is an opportunity.
Thank you.
Not to interrupt, but Dennis Beach is also on the conference call.
Oh, great. Welcome.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Commissioner Smitten.
Commissioner Smitten.
Let me just preference my thoughts by saying that I understand there's been a lot of negotiations over a period of time that has gone into this, and sometimes it's awkward not to know all the details. So forgive me if I tread where others have gone. But as Dan said, this proposal does have a history with us. And I can recall when the commission's, our disappointment actually in 2011, when the department, having negotiated in good faith and putting together the funding and leasing package for all four sections and approving it, then only to have the Board of Natural Resources turn it down. I seem to remember, and I may be wrong, that the board at that time was dissatisfied with the values placed on the properties and what that would do to their overall management plan and funds that they need to operate that plan with. It's if accurate, and Dan can respond to this later, but I understand that the more recent appraisals actually have come in lower than previously agreed appraisals back in 2011. So much for history. To the question before us on the purchase of the two sections, you know, I support that, but I'd like to make some comments on the other two sections that DNR is keeping. And I'm doing this with information from the Wenatchee Sports Association, which is disappointed in having lost the opportunity of having all four sections and really blocking up that area. And here's a few points that they make to me seem very legitimate. One, if you look at your map, and there's no number on it, but it's the map with the largest portrayal of the sections. We are currently in negotiations to acquire the Longview Fiber property that surrounds the south and to the, I believe that would be the east of this property. We're working with the county in doing that. And the first point that the Sportsmen's Association say is that, look, if you're successful in acquiring that, you're going to have, for all intent and purposes, two landlocked sections inside of Fish and Wildlife Management. And I thought that was a salient point. Two, there's a lot of concern about what DNR may actually do with their two sections that they're retaining. You know, I think they'll obviously try to maximize the value of the land for their trust. One of the concerns is, would they consider residential development? You can imagine where that would leave our management if you have one or both of these with some form of residential development. I don't know the answer to that, and maybe Dan or the director would know more about that. Two, I do know a little bit about that there's a potential for authorizing long-term leases for new orchards to be created. And the problem that I see there is that, you know, by the way, Commissioner Perry asked, you know, are there orchards in the area? There aren't orchards right there. There are orchards to the south in the Stamel Basin that we continue to have issues with elk and deer problems. If now in the heart of this land that you'd have orchards, I would hope. First, I'd hope that it wouldn't happen. If DNR did that, I would hope that they would include in their leases a requirement for orchard fencing. And frankly, they could justify that by simply passing those costs along. So again, the points being made are where you end up with in-holding properties surrounded by departmental controlled lands. And that would be assuming if we require the Longview Fiber property, and I understand that's going along okay. And two, what are the uses for the two sections? A lot of concern, and I'm sure when this would go through the public process, they would come out if there would be any suggestions for residential development. And secondly, if there would be, and there likely would be, orchards created, how would DNR handle that? So, Dan, I don't know if you or Director have any comments on those points.
This is Dave Bertel, and I just might mention a little bit on the damage discussions, because along the way, we, mid-stride, we recognized the exact concern you were expressing, that their intent is to generate revenue, and that very well might be an orchard, cherry orchards, and that's going to cause a problem. We tried to put initially on the deed, perhaps on the title. We tried various ways to work with DNR and actually put in there that they, in effect, would become responsible for the damage and pass that on to the landowner. They weren't able to do that. And we tried different strategies, including language in the point of sale agreement. What we ended up with was a verbal commitment at the level of their commissioner that said when the time comes that they will, that they're looking and going through a process of determining how they're, what they're going to do with that land, and if they're going to lease it, they would engage us with that dialogue, and we could team up to try to work out something with the lessee that they would be responsible for their own damage. So it's not as it was a good discussion. It's a verbal commitment, but it's not the contractual language we would prefer. But I think they fully understand where we're coming from and respect that. They just didn't want to legally bind the hands of the trust.
And if I could, this is Bill, Madam Chair. Just
add a little bit. First of all, you have a choice. The way this played out, as Dan explained several years ago, left us with 50-year leases on these four parcels. The east parcel in particular, you know, has other uses on it, that a snow park, for example, that we weren't real excited about taking over the responsibility for maintaining and managing those types of areas. But as I said, we have a choice. We don't have to do this. We have a 50-year lease on all four parcels. We could just say no to the acquisition and to the termination of the leases on the other two pieces. What that, you know, where that might lead in the future, and whether or not we'd have an opportunity to buy any of the four parcels in the future if we took that approach, you know, obviously is unknown. In talking, and Dennis could speak to this, but in, you know, talking with our folks about this a lot, we did identify these two parcels as being having the most benefit from a conservation perspective, wildlife habitat perspective, and having that under our ownership and not being responsible for some of the current uses that are on the other two pieces under the terms of a lease, we saw as a good thing for the department. In the purchase and sales agreement, we of course have easements in there built into that. So, I mean, there isn't any problem or any, I mean, we don't have any in-holding issues here where we don't have access to our property. So I don't think that's a concern. I talked with Commissioner Goldmark late yesterday afternoon, particularly about the potential of a lease for the purposes of orchard on that north parcel, and expressed to him again, as I had before, the concern that we had that if that were to take place, and if the lessee didn't take necessary steps to try to minimize the risk of damage, that we had a concern about that. So we've had a couple really good conversations about that. Number one, there is no immediate plan to even offer the land for a lease to another party for really any purpose. There may be somewhere down the road that they would offer up some portion of that northern parcel for a lease to someone who wanted to put an orchard in there. He assured me that part of that lease requirements would be the construction of a fence, as he believed that any prudent orchard person who puts in new orchard in areas where there are wildlife damage issues incorporates that in their plan, and so having a fence there is something that I think we could count on. Obviously, the concern is that, you know, leadership changes over time. His commitment, I believe to be true and solid. You know, if they were to lease this in 15 years and Commissioner Goldmark was no longer the commissioner, you know, making sure that trying to figure out a way to make sure that kind of a commitment holds true as leadership changes is, I think, the challenge that we have. I know the numbers are confusing. Bottom line was, the new appraisal for the four parcels came out at like $540,000 or thereabouts. That equates to about $200 an acre for these four parcels. The commissioner was not willing to sell the property for that amount, and I understand that. That was obviously a significant decrease from the previous appraisal that had it at 1.8 or 3 or something, but it was up there. I walked downstairs and sat down with the commissioner, and I asked him, we had this $500,000 in the trust land transfer account. It's going to go away at the end of the biennium. So at the end of June, we had these four parcels. We had a comprehensive internal conversation about what we thought would be best from a wildlife conservation perspective and from a management perspective, and concluded that if we could get these two parcels for $500,000 and negotiate that with the commissioner and terminate the leases, but frankly, we had already asked to have all four leases terminated when we learned that we weren't going to be able to buy these as we had originally planned. But that aside, we felt that it was best from a department mission perspective, a management perspective, to acquire ownership of these two parcels, terminate the lease on the other two, and then work closely with DNR to the best of our ability on how those other two parcels are managed over time so that we could avoid conflicts both from an agricultural perspective as well as any other kind of perspective as to uses that they may in the future put those lands to.
Madam Chair, Commissioner Smitten.
Commissioner Smitten.
Well, that was very helpful. I appreciate the director's comments. I'm trying to think what then all the options are, and then I have a question for the director. Obviously, one option would be to keep the four under a lease agreement that we have right now for 50 years. And if we did that, I assume the management of those lands would be, for all intent purposes, ours. There are, as pointed out, some drawbacks to one of them, at least the one with the snow park. The second option is the option before us. That would be to purchase two and terminate the lease on the other two. And we have some verbal commitments on what may or may not occur in those two. And my question is there a potential third option? And that would be to buy the two, as we're suggesting here, but continue the lease on the other two, which seems to me that would allow us the optimal management for fish and wildlife in the whole area. Is that a possibility or not ever in the discussions?
I would, I'm sorry, Madam Chair, Commissioner.
Yes, certainly. Go ahead.
I'm going to ask Dave, and Dennis may have some thoughts about that as well. I'm not, and I would just, to open that conversation up on that question, I'm not sure whether there was a consideration by Commissioner Goldmark relative to the sales price of the two parcels at $500,000, that in part of his consideration for his willingness to sell those two to us, that there would be a benefit to DNR by terminating the leases on the other two parcels, and whether that was a consideration in his willingness to sell these two at a price that may not be as high as he would have otherwise liked. But Dave or Dennis, if you have additional information about that.
Madam Chair, Dave Patel, and I just want to reinforce what the director just said, in that one of the values that was, again, when we came together and, you know, the original prices weren't working, one of the core values was a bundled, I'll call it a bundled package, and Commissioner Goldmark had an interest in regaining control of those other two sections for their interest and the trust interest. And so it was there were three or four values of terminating the lease, our ownership would be of two sections, they would regain control of the other two sections. They had an interest in engaging with the community and pursuing opportunities for the trust. And so there were multiple things that went into that, okay, and we will do this deal for $500,000. So one of the points that we had at the beginning was it was kind of a, I don't want to say an all or nothing, but it there really was a statement that said there's multiple values here, and DNR had an interest in regaining control of those, and really recognizing that roughly 2 years ago we had pursued terminating the lease as well because it didn't play out the way we thought it would.
Commissioner Schmitten, do you have any follow-up?
Let me not interfere if Regional 2 Director has comments, and then I'm still thinking. Dennis, do you have any?
Well, thank you, Commissioner Schmitten, but Madam Chair, I really have nothing to add to either what the Director said or Dave Bertel. The Dave was actually in direct negotiations with DNR, so he has those specifics. I felt it was a true negotiation where we started out offering for the 5-4 sections. They turned that down. I felt that our second counter actually was to buy the two and keep the other two leases, but that wasn't acceptable to DNR, and so we ended up where we are today.
Thank you. Any other questions? I thought that was a very illuminating discussion. Now I get the picture. Are there other questions by commissioners?
Yeah, Madam Chair, Commissioner Mankin.
Commissioner Mankin.
Yeah, just for clarification, I think it was Commissioner Schmitten that mentioned that there were ongoing negotiations with Longview Fiber, and looking at the chart here, my sense is that if for some reason if that in fact is the case with Longview Fiber, if we don't attain those, that would then the two. The two proposed acquisition parcels would be isolated from our own lands to the south. Is that the case?
This is Dennis Beach, Madam Chair, if I could respond to that.
Sure.
Just a little bit of history. We were asked when DNR put up the four DNR sections for auction about 6 years ago, we were actually asked by the county to come take ownership of those. I played a little poker and said, no, we don't want them because they're isolated. However, if you were to work with us to acquire the Longview parcels, so it would actually become part of the Clapham unit, we would work with you and take ownership. And so there began a great partnership with Chelan County Commissioners to the point where they actually went on the radio asking and supporting Department of Fish and Wildlife ownership of those parcels, plus purchasing those private parcels and put into public ownership. That is was such a irony for me over here in Eastern Washington that it's just turned into a good working relationship. So we have made several, in working with both Chelan County as well as Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, several runs at grants over the last 6-7 years. And we are very close this year to acquiring those Longview Fiber parcels. I won't run through the detail. We're about... I've basically a $2 million plus need. We're about $120,000 short with the number of grants we have, assuming that we are funded by the WWRP grant that Chelan County has in this session. So I think one way or another, we're going to be acquiring those parcels, and they won't be isolated as you so pointed out.
Yeah, thank you, Dan.
Very good. Thank you. Other questions? Anyone?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Commissioner Perry.
I just wondered, it doesn't sound like it in how these negotiations are going and who the buyer and seller is and so forth, but What about the operation and maintenance of these lands? There was an estimate, I think, of about $10,000 a year on that. That's a fairly significant amount, and I wondered if the department had thought where that money would be coming from, whether it would be from involved in the purchase money and the trust land transfer fund that Dan Budd talked about. Is there any thought about O&M?
Commissioner, this is Dan Budd. By the action that the department's recommending, relinquishing or terminating the lease on the four sections, we're actually reducing the O&M cost that we're already saddled with by 50%. We're cutting the acreage in half. There isn't any money in the trust land transfer. DNR is not providing any funding in this mechanism. We do feel, though, that, I mean, the funding to operate these properties, now we've had them for 2 years in the operating package, and that money is already there to the tune of about double what we're estimating it'll be right now. So, I don't have any better response than that right now, but it's already we're already operating the properties, paying the operating cost. As tenants on the property, we have, and in the lease agreement, we have the responsibility to operate it as if we own it, except we don't own it. We don't have full control of the property. So we do believe that this actually will be an economy for us.
Thank you, Dan.
Madam Chair.
Okay. Yes,
Chair,
go ahead.
Just if you look at the next to the last paragraph on the first page of your green sheet, you'll see where that last sentence speaks to the reduction in our O&M costs if the commission were to approve what we're recommending.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very helpful. Thank you. Any other comments or questions before we make a decision?
Madam Chair?
Yes. Commissioner Schmitten?
Ask again, who's present?
The commissioners who are present are Commissioner Mencken, Commissioner Perry, Commissioner Schmitten, Commissioner Smith, and myself.
Commissioner Keeney is also on.
Oh, okay. Welcome. I didn't realize. Sorry. So Commissioner Keeney is with us, too. Any other questions? I've asked Commissioner Perry to step forward and make the motion. Do the honors.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to authorize the director to accept fee title to the 1,268 acres of Washington Department of Natural Resource trust land transfer property in Chelan County and relinquish the 50-year lease under such terms and conditions as the director deems appropriate.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
Smith will second.
Commissioner Smith has seconded the motion to authorize the director to accept fee title to 1,268 acres of Washington Department of Natural Resources trust land transfer property in Chelan County and relinquish the 50-year lease under such terms and conditions as the director deems appropriate. Is there any further discussion?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Smitten.
Commissioner Smitten.
I'm still struggling a little bit. I see the values and the positive in doing this. I guess the one identifiable weakness that I see is the political process that we live in, having no agreement on the fencing issue. In 4 years from now, the history will be gone of who said what and what was verbally agreed to. And I'm thinking of putting in an amendment, and just think out loud, after the relinquishing the 50-year lease, some sort of verbiage with the understanding that fencing would be required by the lessee if converted to orchard lands. The lessee would be whoever wanted to put in the orchard land, so it would not be a burden on DNR. Is there a drawback from Dan, you or the director, if that language was in there?
Commissioner, thank you. Dan Budd here. There, in discussions we've had during these negotiations, these are trust lands that the Department of Natural Resources has a fiduciary responsibility to manage to the recipients of the trust. And it was thought at DNR that title encumbrances placed on the property would devalue the asset value of the property, and that DNR would not have legal authority to do that. That has not been reviewed by the Office of the Attorney General, but my experience in these matters, I cannot disagree with them that without some form of compensation, placing a covenant on the deed to the property, which is basically the, I mean, there's several different ways of doing this, would devalue the property in a resale. The better alternative for us, and I know there's no huge guarantee, though, is to work. They can condition leases in any manner they wish to. That's not a problem, as long as it's in the public interest and there's revenue coming back to the trust. And so we feel that if we can be involved in the discussions for a long-term lease, we can set the future, or at least influence the future of what happens with those properties.
Any follow-up, Commissioner Schmitten?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we can see that there's complexity to the weighing of the various values in the deal that is before us, is being presented to us as the best deal that our staff could develop with DNR. Maybe not perfect, but we do have a limited opportunity to take advantage of the funding that's in this account until the end of the current fiscal year. So it's time sensitive, and that's why we decided to hold this special meeting rather than waiting.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Phil.
Go ahead.
Everything you said was correct. The real, even the more severe time constraint is that the Board of Natural Resources meets on June 4th, and that'll be the only opportunity that they have to approve the sale of these two parcels to us. So that's even a tighter time constraint, as you can well imagine, than the end of the biennium. I would also just, and I had an opportunity to have a conversation with Commissioner Schmitten and Senator Parlett last week in Wenatchee, and this was amongst the topics that we talked about, and certainly was aware of this issue with the potential of having a lease on the northern parcel in particular, which I think is the one that maybe is the most likely for a lease that would have an orchard put on it, and the issues associated with damage from wildlife in adjoining areas. And as, of course, I've mentioned, I've had an opportunity to talk about that with Commissioner Goldmark. And you'll see that the way we recommended the motion language is that the second clause where it says and relinquish the 50-year lease under such terms and conditions as the director deems appropriate. I hear the concerns loud and clear being expressed by Commissioner Schmitten and others on this particular matter, and I will have additional conversations with Commissioner Goldmark about that concern, and to the degree that I can make any additional progress on formalizing the understanding that we have through whatever mechanism that might be. Maybe it's an MOU, maybe it's, but I will pursue getting something in writing that captures the understanding that we reached in our conversation yesterday afternoon.
Okay, terrific. That is what I expected that you would tell us, because you've always been very responsive to the commission and our concerns about various issues. So are there any other comments or items to discuss before we vote?
Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Perry.
Commissioner Perry.
Yeah, I just wanted to reemphasize what Commissioner Schmitten said. I think that we need to strongly encourage the director to work with Peter Goldmark on this issue and try to get something in writing. I won't say anything more than that. It sounds like the director has that in mind anyway, but I think that would be extremely positive if we could get something a little more solid.
Okay, great. All right. I think we're ready to vote. The motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. Motion carries.
Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, everyone. Very good discussion.
Madam Chair.
Yes. Is that Commissioner Schmitten?
Yes. Could you, for the record, show that Schmitten abstained?
Oh, certainly. Sorry about that. Let the record show that Commissioner Schmitten abstained. Did you want to explain why you abstained?
Chair, I would not want to hold up the decision of the commission, but I still am anxious to hear the outcome of the director's ability to bring more certainty to the issue of not creating future problems with orchard leasing and getting some more concrete assurance of the fencing. So that was my abstaining.
Okay. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.